Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Glad to have you on board. A great show planned for you this hour of Money Power. If you want to jump on the line, 844-RAY-SHOW. That's the number to call, 844-729-7469. Emails, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Okay, lots to cover. As I mentioned last hour, we've been under construction here in the studio for the last week or so. And so you might have heard some other shows. So I've got a whole bunch of stuff that I've been reading about in the last week or two that I want to get to in the next day or so. Let me just go through some of the headlines and then I'll start wherever I feel like starting. How's that? Working long? Yes, exactly. Whose show is it?
Yours.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not the Curtis show. It's not the Chris show, but it could be because they could throw me off anytime they want. Working longer to fund retirement. Don't bank on it. This is what Morningstar is warning. Do you need to save more money because your anticipated retirement date might be changed without your consent? A lot can happen. Health issues, downsized, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about that. Morningstar's David Blanchett actually did a study on this. You know, I'm all about evidence-based stuff. So when it comes out of this boca, remember, it's got to have some evidence behind it. Otherwise, it's hyperbole. I'm pretty good at that, too, but I'll try to stick to the evidence-based stuff, okay? That's my promise, yes. How about this one? Almost every financial plan that's ever been written is wrong. I agree with that. First off, how many of you actually have a written out financial plan? I mean, something that you can look at once or twice or three times a year with a competent financial advisor and go through it and review it, commit stuff to memory. How many of you have committed the time and energy with your financial advisor to get all of your finances totally organized? Come on. Oh, sure. You've had your benefit. You can point and click on your computer program and it'll spit out all of your insurance policies and your real estate and who the beneficiaries are. You can do that? Or do you have to do like I have to do? I'm being honest with you. I haven't done this in a long time, but I'm gonna, because I got the software now to do it from my financial advisor. Have all of my documents uploaded into a secure box, a lockbox, wills, trusts, mortgages, all kinds of important detailed information locked up instead of those stupid manila file folders that I got all over the place. And every time I move, it goes in a file box that sits in the garage for 3 years? Come on. I mean, I'm not the most organized guy on the planet. I get that. But I'm getting way more organized, and you should too. Email me. I'll tell you exactly how to do it. How about risk? Do you have your risk number? Do you even know what it is? There's a whole comprehensive software plan. Do you have the technology? Does your advisor have access to the technology? Ask him or her if they do. Because you can look at your risk number, and your advisor can too, and tell if your portfolio is too risky, too conservative, etc., in about 10 seconds. You got to go through the work up front. Doesn't take that long. Anyway, that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. But I start today. I got so much more. But I start right now with these five indicators that suggest stocks will break out to new highs. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves right here, right now, and right on. Whose show was it again? The Ray Lucia Show. Thank you, fellas. They had to remind me. They've been bossing me around all day. Okay, so Jack Albin, who is the co-founder of Crescent Wealth Advisors, and he's the chief investment officer, so he must be a pretty smart guy, goes through several different items, five to be exact, indicators that suggest that stocks are going to break out from here. Again, this is not my opinion. This is not a recommendation. This is one person's opinion based on some interesting facts. Now, I've always been in the camp that says, wouldn't it be nice, like the old Beach Boys song, wouldn't it be nice if he were correct? But you know what? We need to assume he's not. We need to assume in our strategy, in our plan, that written plan that I was just talking about, that things are going to blow up in our face, and we need to be prepared for that at any moment. But having said that, number one, he says valuations. Earnings have grown by, say, 26% so far this year. The S&P index is up, you know, a few percentage points, 5 or 6 or whatever it is. So that's a justification for higher stock prices. However, that assumes that the valuations at the level that they were before the 26% earnings is the right level for stocks to be, which they probably are based on the current metrics that we're looking at, but that can change in a moment's notice. So I'm going to give them a C+ on that one, because valuations, according to many other well-read people, are at nosebleed levels, especially when averaged over the last 10 years, the way some Nobel laureate dude by the name of Robert Shiller has been calculating it for the past, you know, few dozen years. Next, he says economic backdrop. He sees better than expected economic numbers, including U.S. economic growth exceeding 4%. Well, you know what? Again, wouldn't it be nice if 4% were ordinary? But it's not. It's not. If it happens, God bless the world, because the whole world will win on that one, because the economic engine of the world will be churning out 4-5% growth. That would be absolutely phenomenal. It will do a lot, probably not enough, but a lot, to reduce the deficit and maybe address the lingering debt that's out there that appears nowhere in this report, by the way. So, yes, that's a very good sign. And yes, we need it desperately. And the world needs it desperately. Next, liquidity. He says the amount of money to borrow, this is liquidity, spend and invest. He was expecting the amount of liquidity to go down, but it's actually come back up. So he claims we're squarely in the middle of easy money again. Well, that's probably true. That's probably true. And let's face it, when money is easy, markets tend to keep going up. Until when? Until they don't. And that could be a very, very, very long time. Remember, we had our 9th birthday on March 9th. The bull market, I should say, not we. The bull market had its 9th birthday on March 9th of this year. So we're well into going toward a 10-year bull market. Now, there's some dispute over whether this is the second longest bull market or fourth or fifth longest bull market. Who cares? We don't need to argue over that. We can just say this has been a heck of a long one, one of the longest in history. That doesn't mean it's going to blow up. Markets can continue to go up for many, many years to come. The next one, investor psychology. We don't want investors being overly bullish, right? Do we? He says investors are skeptical. It's not an extreme. They're roughly in the second quarter of their bullish bearish range toward the bearish side. So all things go that way. If they're bearish, that's a bullish sign. Yeah, it is. And then momentum. There's no doubt that we have momentum in this market. And it doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon. Here's the question for you. Are you prepared for the best? Are you prepared for the worst? Stick around. That's next on the Ray Lucia Show.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Rock and roll music and love you get the chance to play.
And sing it.
So we're talking today about the indicators that suggest stocks will break out to new highs. As you well know, I don't buy any of this stuff. I don't. I've been around the game too long because anything can happen. Anything can happen. I mean, you got trade wars going on. You got Turkey, and we're fighting with Russia and China and all this stuff all at the same time. The guy in Canada can't stand Trump's guts. The guy in France can't either. And it goes on and on and on. So you don't know what's going to happen. But I was reading Ben Carlson. I thought this was kind of funny. He wrote 8 questions I've been pondering, and the one that I got a kick out of was this one. How hard was it to invest in stocks in 2009? And I got thinking about that article, and y'all, how hard is it today to invest in stocks when you think about the fact that we're in this 9-plus year bull market? According to many of the experts, valuations are at nosebleed levels. Think back to 2009, in March of 2009. I don't think anybody, not Cramer, not me, not anyone, was jumping up on the tables and saying, yeah, let's go all in. We just got our butts kicked, minus 57%, but let's go all in anyway. I don't remember anybody saying that. I'm sure there were a few. And if there were, they ought to write a book and cash in on the book, like Amoroso. How hard was it to invest in stocks in 2009? Here's what he had to say. Investing in stocks seems like a layup looking back at some of the prices from 2009. But for anyone who lived through the financial crisis, investing at the point of maximum pessimism and its aftermath was anything but easy. And then he goes on to show a couple of headlines that one of his readers sent to him. Allow me to read them to you. March 9th, 2009, Rabini said, this is Nouriel Roubini, a famous economist who's been right a lot and wrong a couple times too. This time, wrong. This is what he said. Roubini says S&P may drop to 600 as profits fall. What are we working on, like 3,000 now? March 14th, 2009, just a sucker's rally. May 9th, 2009, Merrill's, as in Lynch, Rosenberg, goodbye, thank you. Yes, it's a sucker's rally. Would you say Merrill Lynch is a fairly highbrow, well-read organization with all kinds of technological support and market forecasters and economists and market everythings?
Yes.
Yes. And they said, it's a sucker's rally. Because the market started to rally. This was in May. Started to come back. I think it was up like 60, 70%. by the time Christmas rolled around. But if Merrill Lynch said, if their guy, I should say, said it's a sucker's rally, I think you'd be kind of reluctant to jump back in, would you not? Oh, come on. Yes, you would. I would. I respect those guys. December 7th, 2009, 80% chance of a market crash in the next year. 80% chance. The market went straight up, folks. Straight up until 2015. Let's see, that's 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14. 5 years of straight up market, then a kind of flat market, and then up again. Doesn't get much better than that. Also, in looking through this, his next question, why it's so hard to invest during a bear market. And he quotes a Vanguard research piece that I hadn't seen in a while, and it reminded me of a couple of things. Let me go through the worst performing sectors back in 2000 through 2003, and then 2007 to February 2009. And why is this important? It's because, folks, what Burton Malkiel wrote in A Random Walk Down Wall Street is pretty true. It's random, man. It is so random. Check this out. Worst performing sectors in 2000 to 2003. Info technology, -42.3. Telecom, -30.8. Utilities, -23.6. The global financial crisis, 07 to 09. November of 07 to February 09. Financials, -66.2%. There's no technology anywhere near that. REITs, -56.2%. You want to know what the best performing asset class was during the tech crash, September 2000 to February 03? REITs, up 9.3%, while tech stocks were down 40, 50%. REITs were up 9.3% in the global financial crisis. REITs down 56.2%. And industrials down 48.1%. Now, utilities, which were one of the worst performing, was actually one of the best performing. Now, best performing with a -29% doesn't sound that good. But they were one of the best performing asset classes in the 07 to 09 crash, as it were. Healthcare and staples. The only one that did fairly well in both crashes were staples, which makes sense. You still have to eat and you still have to brush your teeth. At least some of us do. I'm not sure Curtis does. Oh, sorry. They also went into styles, you know, the style boxes, which is kind of interesting because during the tech crash, value stocks, especially mid-cap value stocks, did very, very well. At least they broke even. During the global financial crisis, mid-cap value stocks lost 41%. Okay, moral of the story. Stuff's random. The stuff is random. So when your advisor says we need to overweight mid-cap or overweight small-cap, understand they're basing that on some kind of historical numbers which may or may not work going forward. And this is why it's so much better to just have a diversified portfolio that's backing up a strategy, a withdrawal strategy, and the best practices, which I've talked about a lot, and I'm going to talk about a lot more going forward on this program, because whether you like it or not, it really is about good financial advice. All right, we'll take a quick break on that note. and come back with more of this cool stuff I want to talk to you about. Don't go away.
Ranger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
GreatHealthyWater.com.
Faith Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now we're shaking it up a little bit here on the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. We move on to the next topic that I had on the list here, and that is this one. Working longer to fund retirement, don't bank on it. A warning from Morningstar. So a brand new paper has come out from Morningstar's head of research, David Blanchett. You've heard me talk about Mr. Blanchett in the past. Smart guy. Here's what he says. People tend to retire earlier than they had expected, and because of this uncertainty, should be saving more if they plan to retire after age 65. Now, he's quoting from a Gallup survey that basically notes that people on average retire about 4 years earlier than expected. About 48% of people, he says, retire earlier than expected based on a report from the Employee Benefit Research Institute. I think just anecdotally, that's true. I know a lot of people who are forced into a retirement situation earlier than expected, some way earlier than expected, many downsized at an inopportune time. Remember, those last 4 or 5 years could be the most productive and highest earning years in your entire career. Plus, think about it. The difference between retiring at age 61 and age 65, if your 401k's got $500,000 in it, let's do the math. If you have I've got to put my calculator. If I have $500,000 in my 401k, and I'm putting 24.5 in payments into it, and I get 6% on it, 4 years later, I've got $738,000. If I can't put any money into it, $500,000 at 6% over 4 years grows to $631,000. We're talking about $100,000, $150,000 extra dollars or more. That's like real money. It's real money. Blanchett sought to understand what factors might predict who would miss his or her retirement target by analyzing decisions made by retirees over 12 survey years from the University of Michigan's Health and Retirement Study. He found that expected and actual retirement ages aligned at around age 61, with those expecting to retire after 61 tended to do so before then, and those expecting to retire before age 61 actually retired later. Best laid plans. I mean, I had an emailer the other day who, you know, wants to retire at age 60. In fact, I may have it coming up here. I don't remember. The biggest gap was for those expecting to retire after age 61. Now, a lot of people want to postpone retirement to age 70. Obviously, you get more Social Security, you got more time to contribute, more time to compound, and you end up with a whole bunch more money. I think that's great. I think it's wonderful. But I also think that from a saving perspective, and I've got really two trains of thought here, so allow me if I may. One train is this. Try to save 15, 20, 25% more than you need. Or focus on getting your house, your home paid for before you retire so that you always have a safety net in a reverse mortgage from which you can derive income later on in retirement, or income to buy you the time to get from 65 or 66 to age 70 with higher Social Security benefits, with more compounding. A lot of people don't factor that in. I don't know if Blanchett did or not. Now, the other train of thought is this. If you can get health care, post-retirement health care satisfied, taken care of by buying a long-term care insurance policy or some newfangled approach, there are annuities and life insurance policies and all that stuff. If you can get that put on the sidelines so that it is not a concern for your retirement, your spending in retirement is likely to be less than these forecast models project. Because remember, when you go on a spreadsheet, and anybody that's worked with Excel or any of these calculators know exactly what I'm talking about. You just drag your little plus sign down and it poof, compounds out at exactly 3% extra spending. It doesn't take into account if you paid off a mortgage. It doesn't take into account that if you didn't pay off a mortgage and you have a fixed interest rate on the loan, that doesn't inflate. If you're spending $2,500 a month on a mortgage and you got 10 years left, in the ninth year, the payment's still $2,500. So if that represents a third of your budget and you're expecting 3% inflation, then you need to program your Excel spreadsheet with 2% increased in spending. And even that defies the logic of retirees consuming less as they age. I took a couple of my young buddies out for a little lasagna the other day. Now, I got to tell you, in my day, I could knock down a serious plate of lasagna, meatball, and a sausage, which is exactly what the two of them ordered. But now I know better. They were licking the plate. Yeah, you know, Chris and Steve, if you guys are listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They had the bread. They're licking the plate, they have the sausage, they have the meatball, this entire plate of lasagna. I just ordered the lasagna, and I can only eat like half of it. I ate the other half the next night for dinner. So if, now I bought, I paid, because I think I always do, don't I? Yes, exactly. But think about that. If it was pretty reasonable, it was like $12 or something. So they spent 12, I spent 6. Actually, they spent more than 12 because they threw in the sausage and the meatball. They probably spent 16 or 18. That's just an example of what we're talking about when we discuss retirees and how much they spend. It's a small one, but it's still true. Also, retirees aren't driving the sexiest cars out there. Have you ever been behind a retiree? My wife is still yelling at me because I don't drive as fast as her. She says, you're just getting old. Well, honey, you know, there's precious cargo in this boat that I'm driving, this Escalade. I was talking about her, not me, by the way. Anyway, all of this is true, and I want you to think about how much you're saving and try to save more and or get your home paid off before you retire. But please, when you're doing the calculations with your advisor, keep in mind that little thing I just talked about that doesn't inflate. There are fixed expenses that do not inflate in retirement. Okay, and there are that obviously do inflate as well. Now, on CNBC this morning, I read this. That was .com, CNBC.com. Almost every financial plan that's ever been written is wrong. This from United Capital. We've discussed research reports from them in the past. Here's what they had to say, and there's a lot of truth to this. They're wrong because many financial plans fail to consider the unique characteristics of an investor's life, including his or her biases and the fluidity of goals. It's wrong because it makes two assumptions that are almost always certainly wrong. One is that you are average. And the second is that markets will be average too. This, I think, is the most compelling statement. You are not average. Your situation is going to be your situation. And it requires specific attention. And the markets, it's ludicrous to make an assumption that the markets are going to do 9.6% every single year. That is ludicrous. Now, over a 30-year period of time, it's not ludicrous to assume a compounded return of 8% or so. But you need to make assumptions on an annualized basis and manage the sequence risk, because the markets do not produce average returns, and they won't for you. We'll be back. Tuesday and
so slow. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Just an average, ordinary, boring dude. That's me. Welcome back. It's the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you with us. I got a bunch of long emails in, so I better just jump right on them. Hit it, fellas. All right, this first one. I've got them on my cell phone today. I apologize, but what happened to my staff? Oh, I don't have one. Oh, okay. But these are real live emails, so, I mean, it's right here. You can read them yourself. This is Tom. I'm 43 years old, divorced, and have three children. They're 11, 13, and 21. I lost everything in a divorce. Recently, I received a settlement for $40,000. I have no retirement, no 401k, no savings. I'm basically coming out of the ground. Do you have any suggestions on how to get back on feet with this money? I'd like to invest some of it, just can't afford to lose. I know there's a risk in any investment, but is there such a thing as a safe investment? Your show is awesome. Thank you. You wonder why he gets to the front of the pack, huh? First off, Tom, divorce sucks, all right? I mean, it's tough. It's tough. And I know I've been married for 45 years, so I can't really talk much about it. I haven't experienced it personally. But when I was in the planning business, I experienced it a lot. And rarely do people come out, oh, that was just the greatest thing ever. It's tough, especially when you have three kids. But there's a couple of things here. Now, you didn't say you have no 401k, but you didn't say your company didn't have one or where you work. You didn't talk about any debt that you have. So let's just do some planning here. All right. First off, if you have debt with double digit interest rates, get rid of it. Use the cash to pay it off. You've got to have some emergency money because if you lose your job, then you're really in big trouble. But beyond that, there's no such thing as an investment that you can put your money in that is safe. Because putting money in a bank CD or a government bond or even a fixed annuity for you at 43, while it may be safe, it will not be an investment per se. So you need to take every opportunity to invest money. Now, if you don't have a 401k, a pre-tax contribution in an IRA is probably the best way to go because you get Uncle Sam's help on funding it. Remember, if you're in a 25% income tax bracket and you put $5,000 in an IRA, it's only costing you $3,750, right? Because you get a 25% credit, which gives you more money that you can put in if you do the circular math there. But if you have debts, you got to get those paid off. Now, here's the other thing. You need to be an aggressive investor. It's not consistent with your goals here. But if you've got safe money stashed away, emergency money, and you're okay with your health care, you're settled in your job and all that stuff, and maybe that takes $20,000, the other $20,000 you can't dilly around with. You've got to be a long-term investor. Listen, you're 43, 53, 63. You can work until you're 70. That's 27 years. Now, how many 27-year periods do you think in all of history did an investment in the stock market not do better than a CD or bonds? I'd venture a guess, not very many. But you've got to be patient. You have to be consistent. Now, if you want to be super safe, divvy it up a little bit and just invest every single month. All right? Because, quote, the markets are pricey right now. That rarely works. 70% of the time, you're better off closing your eyes, taking a deep breath, and jumping in, because the markets go up 70% of the time and down 30% of the time. Maybe with your luck, they go down. I don't know. So if that's the case, you want to spread it out over time. Spread it out over time. But don't be as scared, as Mr. Pesci would say, of the market. Because the market isn't a piece of paper. The market isn't where you go buy groceries. The market are a bunch of good, solid companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 or the Dow Jones Industrial Average that are probably going to be bigger and stronger and better 5, 10, 15, 27 years from now. Capiche? Yeah. That's what you need to do. And obviously, if you can marry a rich woman, that helps too. Sorry. Okay, the next one comes from Matt. Hello, Matt from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ray, I've been listening for many years. I appreciate your research and common sense delivery. A brain trust reunion would be unbelievable. Can you expand on the likelihood of this development? Well, as you all know, I invented the brain trust. I think it's quite certain now that it will happen. Maybe sans Rob. Rob's a lawyer, and he has a difficult time getting to the studio and all that stuff. But we've got to wait for the other studio because I'm like 30 miles away from the other guys. Anyway, yeah, it's likely to happen. It is likely to happen, Matt, in the near future. Now, for how long, I can't tell you. I can just tell you that it's likely to happen. How's that? Next, Brian. Oh, this is a long one. This is really, really, really a long one. I spoke with Brian the other day. He's from Hawaii. Anybody that's from Hawaii who says, hey, Ray, come on to Hawaii, I'll take care of you. Well, that's the kind of guy that I... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He was talking about stressing. I'll try to summarize this because I've only got a minute. He's stressing. He's got three rental properties, mostly paid for. He's got a big mortgage on his brand new house, and he's renting out the old house, and he's freaking out. He's got a good job. He's got a nice seven-figure net worth, but he's freaking out because of the debt on his principal residence from before and the new mortgage here. So what I recommend that he do, he's got a nice IRA. I recommended that he do a 72T election. He's 53, right? Which would free up some cash flow for him. Maybe $400 or $500 a month. I don't know what the number is, but it's something like that. And that could take some of the pressure off because he's got a 15-year loan on one of the houses. That'll save him $2,500 a month. So I told him not to sell anything. Just hang on. Try to, you know, not stress out. No reason to be stressed out. You can always sell a house if you needed to. I'm out of time. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
Forget about it.